I like to glorify drug use and criminal lifestyle. And it's because bad shit's fun to do. You don't want to do
it. Is fun.
You
want
to go to church. Yeah. You want to go fucking take somebody's purse.
Yeah.
You'd rather do that.
Yeah.
You'd rather do that.
Podcast for the Bad Seeds, episode 6. Thanks for listening. I'm sitting here with White Daryl from the Bad Shit. Hello, Daryl.
Hello.
Man, how'd you drink that much water already?
It's good water, man. Let me tell you, I'm going to give a shout out to Core Hydration. They make the best water on the planet. It's extra wet.
It's the best looking water.
It's good. It's a perfect pH balance. Make your pussy smell good.
It does. I mean, I don't know if it's, I don't know if it does or not.
I'm mixing Core Hydration with White Lightning or brandy or whatever I'm drinking.
Yeah, it's something like that. Shout out to Jace for the brand.
Shout out to Jace LaFace Tattoos.
For the White Lightning, I guess.
He gave me the worst tattoo I've ever gotten.
Really?
I'm just kidding. He's never tattooed me. he does good tattoos.
I got my worst tattoo here in this town, and it's.
By the way, we're in Gastonia.
Yeah, this is Gastonia, where people come.
Gastonia, North Carolina. As soon as I got out of the car tonight, I got hassled by some
homeless people.
Then I got kicked out of a fucking Christian coffee shop.
Yeah, well,
they told me they were having a private party after I had been standing there for 5 minutes.
This is no private party. They're full of shit.
Yeah, they didn't like me. You can't see me, but I don't look. I look like Scotty.
Yeah, you look like you shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
And we're here. So, Derek owns a brand drug abuse sponsorship called The Bad Shit. And basically, this episode is glorifying how bad of a person he is.
Hey.
And so, Derek, how did you start out doing this shit? First, when did you start out doing this shit?
Doing what? Screen printing?
Screen printing, the idea for Bad Shit.
All right. Well, I did the screen printing before that. So, I was a piece of shit. I dropped out of the fucking 9th grade. I can't be told what to do. I can't have a boss, nothing like that. I played in bands, toured for years, did bad stuff all the time, and never really had a real job. And I needed money, and I didn't want to work for anybody, so I bought a shitty little tabletop one-color press. You're pointing at a four-color press, sir.
Oh, yeah, you said one color.
Yeah.
Oh, well, still.
Mine was way worse.
I've literally only used one color on that motherfucker.
Well,
I've got
that's four, all you need.
I've got four one colors.
I don't like printing. I don't wear anything more than one color. I don't like fucking doing it anymore. Anyway, if I can fucking so I started doing that out of my house for like bands, friends' bands. I had no idea what the fuck I was doing either. I fucked up so much stuff. I would print shirts for bands and like give them to them. And it wouldn't dry. I didn't have a dryer. I just like dried them with a fucking heat gun. And then they'd like get their shirts. And it was a white shirt with a red print. And they'd be like, they all turned pink. And I'd be like, oh, you're not getting your fucking money back. You want your money back? Come take it from me.
Yeah.
So I started off on a really good foot there. ripping people off. Yeah. I don't know. And just started doing that, and then I bought a bigger press, I bought a four color, and then just started doing it more and more, and then I went and dropped like 10 grand on a whole fucking shebang, fucking eight color press, a dryer, the whole fucking thing, exposure unit, all that shit, and then I sold it all, because I didn't want it anymore. And now I regret it.
Yeah. Nah.
I sold it because I started working at a legit screen printing shop running a fucking giant automatic press that I don't get paid enough to fucking run. But so I sold all my shit this was like over this summer. And then now I opened my fucking clothing thing back up, and I wish I still had it. Because now I got to go through my fucking boss to print everything. It's fucking bullshit.
You can't just be like, hey, I'm going to stay after a little bit, and we'll print this shit.
I could, but he's got cameras everywhere.
Oh, he's legit.
He's legit.
That's stupid.
He's got fucking two $60,000 machines back there. He's going to put cameras all over them. I mean, that's just the two presses, not counting the dryer. That dryer is like a fucking... It's like... See how wide that one is?
Yeah.
It's like 8 times. This is as wide as this room.
Jesus Christ.
You can just put on like fucking shirt, like rows of shirts. It's fucking retarded. Can I say retarded?
Yeah, you can say...
Do you have any retarded people listening? Yes, they're all retarded.
Probably,
you're
yes.
All retarded. Yeah, I'm retarded. We're fucking retards.
We're all...
Retards.
We're all retards. We are.
So, I started the old bad shit thing. First, it started off as something else. I was making funny, stupid funny, kind of funny shirts. And it did all right. And then I changed it up, changed the name to bad shit. When I...
Were you doing any bad shit?
Well, that's when I started doing bad shit. I was straight edge for 30 years. And then one day, I wasn't straight edge anymore and started doing... Well, I was already doing bad shit. I started doing worse shit.
Badder shit.
I was already doing the bad shit in my life. And then I stepped it up and added drugs and alcohol into the mix of all the other terrible things that I was doing that make me terrible. But
shout out to drugs and alcohol, I guess.
Love them. Best thing that ever happened
actually,
to me.
Actually, they live right here in Gastonia.
Yeah, drugs and alcohol, they're neighbors right here.
They live on 3rd Street.
Yep. Just left their house. Yeah. We've been hanging out all day.
Yeah.
I'm going to have some more of this moonshine.
Yeah.
So I started doing drugs.
Yeah.
I like them.
Like them.
And then I got into making, I don't know.
Hold on, let's get back to the straight edge thing.
Oh, God.
What happened with the straight edge thing?
30
years is a long fucking time.
Yeah, it was way too long.
You just said, fuck it?
Too long. Yeah, I lost my patience with people. I decided...
I feel like that's everybody that's straight edge.
I decided it was a good idea.
Worst attitude.
Yeah. Oh, my God. When I was straight edge, I was... drugs made me a better person. When I was straight edge, I was a fucking... Just a prick. Like, I was way worse when I was a teenager. We'd do awful things. Me and my straight edge friends would fucking go up to people at shows we didn't like, and we'd walk up behind them while they were watching bands, and we'd spray Banaka, the breath spray,
uh-huh.
all over their asses. Oh. And then we'd set their ass on fire and walk away.
Jesus.
Yeah, we did terrible things. And then, I don't know, I got older and started losing my patience with stupid people, which the world is mostly made up of. And if I didn't start drinking or doing drugs, mainly just weed, really.
You'd be in jail.
I would be in fucking, I'd be under the jail. I was yeah, no more straight edge because it sucked. Now I'm happier. I don't know. I'm sorry to every girl I ever dated when I was straight edge, because I was a fucking piece of shit to you. Oh, I know. None of you are going to listen to this shit. I don't care. Fuck you. I'm not sorry at all.
God damn it.
So, yeah. So then I started bad shit. It kind of reflects my... it's just everything about... I wanted to make a brand where everything about it was just negative. It's just... Because that's reality. Reality's not a positive thing.
No.
It's the world's a piece of shit, and it's only getting worse.
Yeah.
And you can only...
I don't know. I can only... I like looking at these fuckers. Like, you know how that Chivon thing just got big again?
Who?
The Chivon.
Trayvon!
No, Trayvon!
coming home, son.
No, the keep calm and Chivon.
Oh, Chivon, like, not like Trayvon.
Those fucking things, you know what I mean?
Coexist.
Yeah, like all those positive fucking shirts.
What is
Chivon?
I don't even know what that fucking
means. Literally, I thought that was a...
I don't like chives on my anything.
That's what I'm saying. I thought it was a green onion.
I hate that shit. I don't eat like nothing green.
Trayvon everything. I know...
Trayvon everything. I'm going...
Shit.
Wait. Rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace, Trayvon. What's your next step with this shit?
Ah, man. Doing some crazy shit. Well, I took 2 years off because I was got caught for tax evasion.
Yeah, let's
so
talk,
anybody
let's
that's
about,
listening to this
let's
that,
talk
about
that.
That ordered something for me 2 years ago and didn't get it, and the site just shut down and everything disappeared. Sorry. That's what happened.
Yeah.
I had to pay off. I just finished paying those fucking people off, the IRS. I wasn't charging tax on my website, and I made too much money in a month, and PayPal flagged my shit, and then they froze all my accounts and
Jesus.
Came after me, and they were like, you can pay us off or do a year in prison for tax evasion. I was like, I didn't even want to fucking deal with the court shit, so I was just like, I'll just put me on a payment. They put me on a payment plan. It took me 2 years to pay it off. So now I'm back. So
it's back with worse shit.
Worse shit. So I'm doing, just did a run of the knives again. And they did real, sold out in fucking 3 days. They were gone. Fucking, and I got some new stuff I'm doing a lot of doing less clothing and doing more
novelties,
really rare. Not rare, what the fuck am I even talking about?
Exclusive.
Inclusive. Inclusive.
Collusive.
Fuck. Yeah.
You would look for another word like that?
I don't know. just some stuff.
We're gonna
like,
go back to rare.
Yeah. Whatever.
I think rare means exclusive.
Exclusives. So I'm doing like, did the knives. I'm gonna do a run of I got these snuff boxes. They're gold, solid gold. They're gold, shiny gold snuff boxes. You open it up. There's a mirror inside, a gold razor blade, and a fucking gold spoon and a gold straw, and it's got his laser engraved with the praying the forgiveness denied hands on the top, and then I've got doing some bourbon decanters with glasses, doing some of these little things. These right here.
Yeah, what is that?
A little pop thing on your phone that pops it out so you can put your finger in there. Doing some of those and some phone cases.
What the fuck is that? What is that?
Yo, you fucking pop it out. Watch. I put two of them on here because it makes it easy. Pop it out. Slide your hand in there. Fuck, try it out. Here.
What the fuck?
You put your little hands in there. No, other hand. It's easier if you do the other hand. So you don't drop your phone, baby.
Oh, shit.
Look at that.
That's smart.
Who's texting me? I need to see.
I don't know. Why you got a picture of LJ on your phone?
Thought we were going to say his name, dude.
It's a different LJ.
That's me. I don't look like him. What the fuck, dude? We said we were going to tell some Lawrence James stories.
Tell some Lawrence.
Larry James.
Larry James stories. All right.
Free my boy Jason Mosley.
Yeah. Nah.
He didn't steal that car.
Yeah, he didn't steal that car.
He didn't push that old lady down and steal her
car.
That
lady. His wife stole that damn car. Tell me a Larry James story.
I don't know. Shout out to all the fucking snitches and rats in Plaza Midwood.
What's your fondest Larry James story?
First time I met Larry James.
Yeah?
Fucking broke my nose.
Oh, yeah. He told me. he told me about that.
Yeah. So, it was a Comeback Kid show in 2004. Three or four. I don't fucking remember. He had long, swoopy, dyed black emo hair.
Yeah.
And,
he was a biggin' back then.
He was a biggin'. And we had some pit beef. I told him to come outside. He came outside.
Jadrian.
Oh.
Came out with him.
Oh, shit. Little 2003 Jadrian?
He was 16.
It was illegal to yell at him back then.
Yeah, I know. Jadrian came outside. Somebody else, some bald dude. I think it was one of the dudes in Comeback Kid came out with him. I don't know if it was Jadrian or the dude from Comeback Kid. Somebody fucking grabbed my arms and held him behind my back. And that's when LJ... Because LJ walked outside.
Leonard James. Larry James.
London Johnson came outside. And I went in for the... I saw his face. And I hit him in the fucking face. That was it. So then somebody else came around me, grabbed my hands. LJ cracked me in the fucking nose one time. Nose broke. And I don't know if anybody's ever had the fucking nose broke in a fight.
It's not fun.
Immediately, you're done. You're like, yeah. Okay, fight's over. Fucking, I just want to go to bed. Fuck this.
Your whole...
Fuck this shit.
Yeah, everything that you were thinking 30 seconds before that is the opposite now.
I've had my nose broken 4 times since then. Every time it's the same thing. It's like, all right, fuck this. I'm fucking done. Leave me the fuck alone.
I don't understand how them motherfuckers get paid to... I mean, I guess because they're getting paid
to do that shit. I'll get paid to do it.
Yeah, I'll get paid 6 figures to get my nose broken.
But I ain't trying to fucking get my nose broke fucking in 30-degree weather outside on the fucking street.
Nah.
For nothing. But yeah, that's the first time I'm at LJ.
Oh, man.
But then, for 2 years, well, for a while, we weren't cool. We'd beef for a while. Nothing ever really happened. And then we kind of squashed it, and we became friends, and then I don't know what happened to that guy.
It's like everybody thinks they're on the dark side. Nah.
Yeah.
There's another dark side.
There's some stuff he did, and I cannot talk about it.
Nah.
If you're listening, I hope you're doing all right, man. Jesus yeah. Christ.
Shout out to Larry Fishburne.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Whatever, man.
Yeah.
He knows who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Hope you're doing all right, dude.
Yeah.
I know you had some hard times. Shit is rough, dude.
Yeah. Also, let's just talk about, you know who Donnie Threadgill is? Okay. Donnie Threadgill is this dude that used to hang out at a traditional tattoo in university with, like, Hojo and everybody.
All right.
This motherfucker pushing 45 back then. This was, like, 2009 or 10 or some shit. Donnie Threadgill has 5150 tattooed across his fucking forehead.
Woo!
He got... the last thing I heard from him was... But he was the nicest fucking guy in the world. Like, it's fucking ridiculous how scary looking this fucking guy is. I want to fucking pull up a picture of him just to show you how fucking scary he is. But
5150.
No, this motherfucker would... The last I heard of this guy, he got into a brawl at his house and his trailer in Concord and fucking got shot in the back of the head and then still beat the shit out of everybody.
Holy.
In his house.
Oh, I remember this guy.
He's fucking...
I do remember him. Yep.
He's a scary motherfucker.
Holy shit. This guy looks like a... Oh, my God. Yeah, I remember that guy. Fucking...
6'6".
Jesus Christ.
The first time I ever met him...
I want to take him home for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, right?
Jesus.
No, that's the first time I ever... In my whole life, I was ever intimidated when I fucking saw him. And he was so nice to me. He smacked my butt. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
That's how we do it around here, man.
Yeah, but I was just scared of him. You know? Shit. What's the drunkest you've ever been?
Oh, woo. Wait, were you there?
Where?
The bachelor party? For Chris Nolan's?
No. I wasn't there.
Oh, man.
Because me and Chris Nolan are not that tight, apparently.
Chris Nolan, what the fuck, dude? Christopher Nolan. At Christopher Nolan on Instagram. Go send him some fucking...
Hate mail.
Go show him your butthole for not inviting Scotty to the bachelor party.
No, I live vicariously through Instagram that night.
Dude.
You had an AK.
I had an AR-15.
AR.
I fucking decided last minute I was going to go. I fucking left my house at like 3 o'clock. In the daytime, and drove to Cherokee, North Carolina.
Ooh.
to this goddamn cabin up on a mountain in the middle of nowhere. There's nothing around. I get there, nobody's there. Everybody's at the casino.
As you should.
And then I get there, and there's some dude wakes up in the cabin and offers me a bong rip. Never had a bong rip in my life.
No? I took one hit, 30 years of straight edge, I guess.
Took one hit off of this fucking bong, and that whole fucking thing, that's when it all started. I was out of my fucking mind high. Everybody shows up. I'm fucking just standing on the fucking porch. I got a gold grill in my mouth and a fucking AR-15 in my hand, fucking smiling at everybody. Chris Nolan doesn't like guns, so he's already fucking shitting his pants. Like, so that's when it all started. We go out in the back, walk down the mountain, and start shooting some fucking jugs. And then I think I fell off the roof of the cabin while I was holding the AR. I was trashed that night. At some point, I was so drunk, I wandered off into the pitch black woods of Cherokee, North Carolina, on a mountain where there's bears, by myself, with sunglasses on,
yeah,
and a bottle of bourbon. And everybody was like screaming at me, like, "Where are you going?" I don't even remember. This is trash. I just said I had to go meet a client in the woods. I just walked off. And apparently, I fucking almost fell off a like 200-foot cliff, and Cable grabbed me at the last second by my shirt.
Cable, out of every single person in the world, yeah, saved your life.
Oh man, we're taking bets on his life right now.
What's it up to?
I got 3 years on him.
From now?
From now, yeah.
So what is
actually
that?
Actually, he's
is that 29 to?
He's not he's not partying as hard as he was. I don't think. I don't know. I'm not here very often.
Shout out to Cable.
Shout out to my boy.
You're trying to get youngin' in the way on this son of a bitch.
Well, I'm their agent, so.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I'm just kidding, I'm their Asian.
Agent.
I'm not an Asian. I'm a white man.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, so you got little eyes.
I got little eyes.
You do. Well, I do too.
Rick Contest has little eyes. Let's talk about the Rick Contest.
Let's talk about
little eyes. Like, Rick Contest has the littlest eyes.
It's like he's always.
He's a Chinaman.
He's always trying to read something far away.
He's a Chinese man. He's from Chinatown, New York City.
Is he?
Yeah. You know, I was in that band.
Yeah, what happened? I saw your tour bus cribs.
Yeah, Randy.
That was funny.
I got a few too many one night, and I ended up fucking Randy's boyfriend.
Dude.
Yeah.
He's gorgeous.
Gabe's a gorgeous, gorgeous man with very... He puts cologne in his butthole.
Really?
Yeah. Smells real good.
He's got large arms and a heart of gold, man.
He don't like giving it much. He likes taking.
Well, he seems like a nice. Like,
and then Rick wanted to quit the band because he got accepted to Ringling Brothers School,
yeah,
in Florida. And then Gable moved to Belgium. Chris Nolan is he's writing books.
Where's Belgium? That's Tennessee.
Belgium. Yes, and no, it's a
Kentucky,
it's a town in Europe.
Oh,
it's a province. I don't know.
Same goddamn.
I've been there. I don't know what it is.
Same fucking thing, man.
I flew on an airplane there.
Yeah, how's airplanes, dude? I did it once.
I do it all the time.
Mm-mm, not mm-mm.
Who is this?
That is
Hexall.
No, that's the drag. Ricky Steamboat.
Steamboat.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm screaming. I like that you traced his fucking pectorals.
I also drew blood on him and gave him armpit hair.
Why'd you... Little Scotty wanted armpit hair fucking... so bad.
That was a weird child, man.
He wanted armpit hair so bad he drew it on his wrestling
mitt. I got a Bart Simpson around here, and I drew an eye patch on him. I don't know why I fucking drew an eye. I don't know where the fuck it is. But the head is plastic, and the rest of it is cloth. Like a doll.
Oh, man.
And for some reason, I drew a fucking eye patch on it like a fucking weirdo.
I got a good story. I hope my girlfriend's not listening to this. Mm-hmm. This is, if you are, this is like fucking 8 years before I ever met you. So
this is not you, okay?
Not you.
Don't worry about it.
Worry about it. It's totally cool.
Yeah.
I think I've already told you the story. It's a good story. So I was seeing this girl that lived in Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah.
I was a broke piece of shit 8 years ago. She wanted me to come see her. I had no money. I didn't want her to know that. So I was like, huh, let me find someone that lives in Phoenix, Arizona that I can get to buy me a flight. Look on my friends list on Facebook. Boom. There's a girl. Stripper. Start talking to her. Her name, her stripper name is Allison. Allison Wonderland. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. And
so I start talking to her. Fucking charm her up. Fucking like, hey, I want to come see you. After we start talking for like 2 days, I'm like, I want to come see you. She's like, okay. I was like, well, I'm broke. Buy me a flight. She was like,
work?
She was like, well, I can buy you a flight, but it'll have to be after I go make my trip to Alaska. And I don't know if anybody knows, when strippers go to Alaska to work for 2 weeks, they're not fucking stripping. They're fucking fishermen. They're hookers. They go fuck fishermen for 2 weeks because fishermen go out, they make like 60 grand, and they come back and they have all this fucking money and they want to fuck hookers. That's all they want to do. So she went out there for 2 weeks, fucked a bunch of fishermen, came home with like fucking 20 grand, bought me a flight. So, but the flight was like a month in advance. So like I had to talk to this idiot for a month and keep it up so she didn't cancel a flight. I got bored. So like she would send me dirty shit all the time. I didn't even ask for it. So finally I was just like, this girl's a fucking idiot. I bet I can get her to do whatever I want. I'm bored. God. Oh, so bad. So I was bored now, and this is when I was straight edge, by the way. So I was like, hey, send me a video of you drinking your piss.
Oh.
Without hesitation, I get a video of her in the shower pissing in a glass. Her piss looks so... She pissed in it and then just poured it down her fucking gullet.
There's blood in it.
No. Her piss looked so unhealthy. It looked like beer. This girl was made out of fucking... Yeah. She was a genie in a beer can.
Oh, my God. It looked just like 48-year-old man at Wild Wings piss.
Yeah, it was. It looked like fucking...
So,
there's more.
Yeah, okay.
This story
yeah.
is long. So yes. She did that, and I was like, oh, shit, she did that without... I was like, but you know what I'm really into? I'm into shit eating. So it took like 15 minutes of getting her turned on with shit eating talk.
Oh, my God.
And she, fuck, I was like, I want you to shit on a plate. This girl's like, she's like, all right. And she sends me a video of her squatting over a plate, rubbing her pussy, and she just lets loose. She starts shitting and pissing all over. It's going all over the floor. It's fucked.
Jesus.
And then she sends it to me. I was like, that's not good enough. You got to eat it. So.
She didn't.
So. She fucking. Took a shit in her. She was like, I can't do it again tonight. I'll do it tomorrow. So the next night comes around. She thought I forgot about it. I was like, you know what? You owe me.
Oh my God.
This girl shits in her fucking hand. I'm sure this is the short version of the story. She shits in her fucking hand and then rubs it on her tongue and says, is that what you wanted, motherfucker? Right into the fucking camera.
Oh.
And I was losing my... I was around to like 8 fucking people. I was like, oh, look at this. This girl just ate poo-poo. Like, so... I had, like, 2 more weeks to go.
Yeah, like, what do you do from there?
Fuck. So, like, I'm just, like, getting her to shit and eat it and all sorts of shit. My only response to the video, by the way, was, you're gonna be sick. I got her to like rub her shit all over her pussy and all sorts of weird stuff.
So you didn't try any. That was just like the first one that you found from Phoenix.
Yes.
You didn't have to try anymore. No. Like that was just.
People are fucking stupid.
People are also fucking weird.
So then I like, day of my flight, text her. I'm like, all right, I'm going to the airport. She's like, all right, I'll be this area. So the Phoenix airport has like it's a circle where you pick up people. So you have some of the airlines you pick up over here and some over here.
Right.
So I had her go to this side to pick me up when I landed. But I had the girl I was really going to see pick me up on this side.
Ooh.
And I fucking peaced the fuck out.
Straight edge.
Yeah. So I hung out in Phoenix for 10 days for free. Was eating butt, eating shrimp, fucking.
Was it a one way?
No, it was a round trip. She didn't cancel it either. So I did my thing for 10 days in Phoenix. Saw some cool shit, went to Jerome, Arizona, which is a really fucked up, weird town. What
the fuck is Jerome, Arizona?
It's fucked up. I don't know. Google Jerome, Arizona. There's some weird shit. There's an asylum they turn into a hotel. There's like, it's just fucked up. Like, there's a ghost town, like a real one, like a Wild West ghost town. It's a town on top of a mountain in the desert. It's fucking weird. The fucking Tool lives there. Mustard Keenan or whatever his fucking name is.
Mustard Keenan, the jujitsu master.
Yeah.
Which he is.
I think he makes wine in that town or something.
He does. He also has a vineyard.
It's in Jerome, Arizona.
Okay.
That's where it is. His winery is there. His store, all that shit. I didn't go to it. Only thing I did there was eat some pizza and it was good. And the guy that owned the pizza place was from Columbia, South Carolina, my hometown.
I'll be damned.
So
I'll be damned.
So anyway, I go get on my flight home. And just to rub it in, I'm like waiting for the plane to take off. I texted old Alice in Wonderland and said, thanks for the flight. And she told me that if I ever showed those videos, if those videos ever ended up on the internet or anything, she's going to sue my ass off. And I said, for what? Defecation of character. That was the last I heard from her.
Oh, man. Did she delete?
She deleted me.
Okay.
I found her like a couple years ago on Facebook, and I just messaged her like one little thing, and I said, you're packing on the pounds, sweetheart. This is about bad people, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure I'm at the right podcast.
Yeah, we're at the right place. The fucking... Oh, by the way, right across the hall to make this place even cooler.
There's a bird here.
There's a bird, and a church is right across the hall connected to this place. Sundays when I'm in here, they'll be like singing and shit.
Do they baptize that bird?
I don't know.
Hey, there's a bird. There's a parrot next door, I was hanging out with it.
I don't know if it's a parrot.
That's a parrot. Fuck.
Parakeet.
It's a parrot.
Parakeets are little.
That's a big one.
Yeah, it's big as fuck. Apparently, it's 20 years old.
That bird's 20 years old, and I was fucking doing the Dougie with it.
But he's got like a proper like old man name, like Eugene or some shit.
Eugene. That's the name of the boy that. Never mind. I was listening to Lore all day, the podcast.
Oh, man.
Eugene's the name of a boy that owned a killer doll.
What is Lore? I don't think I've
got Lore's a to sick that one. Podcast. Sword and Scale is it's good, but Lore's like ghost stories and crazy shit like that. And there's like, today I listened about Robert the doll, a killer doll in Key West, Florida.
There's like true stories and shit?
Yeah, yeah. It's okay. It's crazy. It's like vampire shit. Like true stories about supposed, I don't know, people. I don't know, folklore.
I don't know. Sword and Scale's good every once in a while, but then it also is boring as fuck for like 16 episodes.
Yeah, and then they do
some good ones that are like episode 20. And
oh god, that one fucked my fucking week up, dude.
Yes, it did.
Ooh, god.
Yeah, it did.
That dude was talking about eating babies and shit.
Yeah, fucking pan-searing pussies and shit.
Pan-seared pussy.
Yeah, it's like, and no, the fucked up thing was when they do the, like, just the computer text ish.
Oh god, shit. The voices.
But when they
I'm hearing them right now.
When they would say shit like that, the responses would be,
I'm gonna cook his little rump in the microwave.
Sounds good. Wish I could see it.
Sounds good. Sounds
sounds good.
Sounds tasty.
Will you be on later? Cool.
BRB.
I'm gonna go kill a fucking child.
LMFAO.
Yeah.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
I think so. What
I'm having a nice Scottish ale here by
Is it pretty good?
Granite Falls.
Oh. How about that?
The Castle Stormer.
Yeah, shout out to Garrett and Granite Falls, because these things are fantastic.
I think they put heroin in this.
Oh, yeah. I don't think so. I don't think they put heroin in their beers.
Well, they fucking should.
But I'm enjoying a Vicky the Elephant Peanut Butter Ale right now.
I want that! What is that?
Here, take a little
swig. Try some peanut butter beer?
Yeah. Well,
who's Vicky the Elephant, Garrett?
Honestly, I don't
who's
know.
Who's that, dude?
I don't know, man, but... pretty good
peanut butter.
You gotta do that like the guy from Tool.
This here's Mustard James Kruger.
I always get him and that douchebag from Primus mixed up.
Same fucking guy.
Yeah,
same guy. Lesbian Claypool.
Lesbian Claypool.
They all hang out with Bajork.
Oh, Bajork. Oh god.
Oh, Bajork had a guy.
Fuck him.
Yeah. Fuck that fellow. Yeah, that dude sucks.
That dude sucks.
Mm. Oh yeah, weren't we supposed to be talking about my
shit? Yeah, we are. We are. All right. I had a hold on. I actually had a couple questions.
Oh, ooh, he's got his phone out. He's gonna ask. He had wrote down questions.
Oh yeah. Not those aren't all for you. So
ask me them anyway.
Ask me them, quit. All right. When did you start wrestling? At what age were you interested in wrestling?
Man, I can't answer that. That's between me and the Lord.
Yeah. You know, before Jesus became a carpenter, he was an independent wrestler.
Are you fucking lying?
No. It was called the IPW League.
You're lying.
No, Jesus was an independent wrestler.
This is a Mexican guy? What are you talking about?
No, like our Lord and Savior, Lord Christ.
They had a league? IPW?
IPW was a wrestling league before Christ.
What is that?
In BC.
What does that stand for?
Not sure. Okay, here's one. What are some shit you wish someone would have told you about starting a clothing company that you found out on your own?
Oh, that people are fucking retards.
Yeah.
And they're fucking assholes. Like this week I've been doing pre-orders and everybody keeps asking when their order's gonna, have I shipped their fucking order yet?
Nobody likes to read. I know. That happens to me all the fucking time.
Have you shipped my order? It's a pre-order, dumbass. It doesn't ship. Sorry, guys. If you bought something and you asked me that.
Maybe we should.
Not talking about you.
Clarify what a pre-order is.
Yeah, that means you order it before it's ready to be sent to you. I don't fucking know. It's so I can get a fucking... It's so I don't fucking spend too much money making the shit I'm gonna make.
Right. You don't.
And I don't have shit I left
not
over.
Sitting on fucking a shitload of blue shirts
like that. Like, yeah. Shitload of.
They're all blank. I don't know why I pointed at them.
Blue shirts.
Yeah. One of my homies brought me a bunch of fucking blank blue shirts. There's one medium.
Those show is blue.
One medium. One large. 14 5X.
5X,
dude, they get big. Yeah,
you can use like that as a one, fucking tarp. 2X.
Yeah, I know.
Let's go camping.
I don't know any person that wears a 5X that wears blue.
You should give it to those homeless guys out there. They can live in it.
Oh man, yeah, fuck them. Fuck those homeless guys.
They hassled me.
Yeah,
homeless is a nice way of saying what
asshole. Homeless is a nice way of saying asshole.
Yeah, jerk offs.
Yeah, jerk woofs. What? What was the? What they look like? Because there's one.
The homeless guys?
Yeah, there's one homeless guy that always wears a wife beater and he acts like he's a boxer all the fucking time.
That's the guy.
He tries to fight everybody.
He was telling somebody, one of the other homeless guys, that he was going to kick his ass over there.
Guess what his name is?
What?
Jerome,
Arizona.
Yeah, my friend Mike Black used to work at this bar right up the street here, And he said he had to kick him out every night because he'd come in there and ask for $1, and it never worked out.
I give you 4 quarters for a paper dollar, sir.
Yeah, basically.
Then they hand you a fucking nickel.
Yeah, there's one homeless dude around here that he's like next level homeless dude motherfucking shit. He's got a notebook, and he'll be like, "Hey, sir, you got a minute?" And I'm like, "Fuck, all right." And he's got a notebook full of rhymes.
Uh-oh.
And like his picture, like somehow, I guess he went to the library and got his picture like scrapbooked on top of these words. Like he's selling them to people, but the rhymes that he wrote. And he's like, he'll be like, "Let me read you something."
Is it like
some Tupac shit?
Oh, like, shit. I thought you meant just like a bunch of different words that rhymed.
No, I mean, basically, that's what it is.
But spoon, June.
Yeah. Moon. May, Ray, Kay.
Gay.
Say.
Randy.
Gay. But this motherfucker did it so like he could be working for like BB&T. I don't know if that's a thing.
BB&T, I owe those motherfuckers like $500.
Is that still a bank? I feel like they'd go out of business before any of them.
I don't know. I know I had them for like a day, and I stole a bunch of money from them.
I guess that's the one thing out of all this that we're going to have to edit out.
Oh, whoops. It's the moonshine.
Yeah, it ain't me, really. It's White Daryl from Hickory.
Yeah, White Daryl from Hickory.
I'm from Apex, North Carolina.
He used that money to plant his cabbages.
Yeah, down in Phoenix.
Yeah, down there in Phoenix. He was growing cabbages, and he was wearing Gimp masks.
Isn't that Bunny Ranch in Phoenix?
No, that's in... I know where that is. That's in like
that's in Vegas,
Nevada,
right?
No, Reno. It's like Reno.
Okay, what is that? Nevada. That's,
yeah.
Okay. Fuck. I need to travel.
Traveling sucks.
Yeah.
I've only traveled in bands, so I don't know what it's like to have an actual vacation. I've been all over the world playing music. But that's not vacation. That's just going to different places and pissing everyone off.
Yeah.
Making everyone hate you.
Going to different places and asking what the Wi-Fi is.
Yeah.
You guys got Wi-Fi here?
We were on our way to Iceland, and the lady came over the fucking intercom speaking that fucking bullshit Iceland shit.
Did it sound like Sigur Rós?
It sounded like... The bitch sounded like... So I was drunk on the plane. I started laughing. The whole plane started... my whole band started laughing. The whole plane looks at us like we're fucking pieces of shit.
Because you are.
Yeah, well... And I said, "What are y'all looking at? That bitch sounds like a tool chest falling down the stairs." I think when I got off the plane in England, I walked off the plane with my middle fingers up.
Oh, my God.
I was trying to tell everybody where I was from.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I'm from Colombia.
This is where I'm from.
Yeah. Right there, dude. Fuck you. What is this little thing right here?
That's my headphones, baby.
Oh, I thought it was like a weed thing.
Shout out to Jam's headphones.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. What was your favorite church shit back in the day?
Church.
Yeah, like your show. Like that show, like at night there'd be infomercials and then there'd be those church like shows.
I never watched them.
I just thought they were fucking hilarious.
Bible stories.
Yeah, they were fucking hilarious.
I like the Bible stories.
Like the dude that there was a guy that put fucking, it was a public access.
Shepherd's Chapel.
What is that? Is that the Bible stories?
Nah, Shepherd's Chapel is the guy comes on like Channel 4.
Like late night shit?
Late night. It's just a guy with like a blue curtain. He's sitting at a desk.
That's how I found out about POD actually.
POD played my church when I was fucking sixth grade.
Really?
It was before the fucking...
For Southtown.
It was when that album was about to come out. They played at my church with fucking, I think it was Zayo and this band called 121.
The fuck?
It was fucking POD. It was a fucking, that fucking label, Tooth and Nail.
Or
Solid State.
Face Down.
It was Solid State Tour.
Oh.
Well, it was like a bunch of Solid State bands and POD. It was like POD and Training for Utopia. He's a terrible fuck Christian man.
Sleeping Giant?
No, this is long before. This is like 99 or 98. Yeah. This dude was like Living Sacrifice.
Oh man.
And like, what the fuck was that?
Fucking, I like Living Sacrifice.
That band was sick. X-Tol too. X-Tol, the fucking Christian like black metal band, they were good.
Yeah, that you remember? Well, because I only had six channels growing up, so I fucking one of them was the Christian shit at night. But they had a skateboarding session on there.
What?
Yeah, there was like a session where they had skateboarding, fucking Christian rap, which is the weirdest shit, like worse than Will Smith shit.
Yeah, like Grave Diggers. Are they Christian like, rappers? I don't know.
No, like straight up.
I don't know anything about rap.
Rap's cool, man. Rap's cool.
Sometimes I don't know. Sometimes. I like Kevin Gates. He's good.
Kevin Gates is in jail. This is tight.
Oh, yeah, I know. I like him in Montana 300. The guy's good.
Free Kevin Gates.
I know he's Muslim, but let's let him go because he can. He's a good guy.
He's got rhymes that'll.
He's got rhymes for a Muslim.
No, he's got rhymes that'll make anybody squander.
It makes my toes curl.
Yeah. I don't know any Kevin Gates songs. I don't know a goddamn one.
Oh, I know a bunch.
Sing one.
Homicide.
Oh. Just that one word. All right, cool. All right. I guess we're going to wrap the shit up. Plug your shit.
Oh, yeah. www.thebadshit.com.
Ooh. You find them on at IG?
At the bad shit with two T's on the end on Instagram. I don't do Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah, you ain't got to.
Because it doesn't sell nothing.
And it's boring.
Yeah, nobody cares. That's just for people like Scott Cowan to post their fucking conspiracy theories and shit on.
Shout out to Scott Cowan. But you're right.
I know.
But you're right. Thanks for listening. And if you were listening, use the code PFTBadSeeds at unlinesoundscompany.com and you'll get a like little chunk off your fucking order. And if you don't, then whatever. But I appreciate you listening. Click subscribe on iTunes because that helps out. And we are now on iTunes. So thanks, White Daryl.
Yes.
With the bad shit from Apex, North Carolina.
Good night, buttholes.
Yeah. And die slow.